Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Krista. She emailed us to say, my 3.5-year-old daughter all of a sudden started having nightmares several nights a week. Looking for suggestions on things we can do to help her, maybe before bed to prevent them, or what to do when she wakes up with one. Right now, we've been letting her sleep in our bed, and she moves so much that none of us are getting any real sleep. Krista, I've been there. And the first step in not having nightmares is actually getting enough restful sleep. So we have to get her sleeping better, and you guys, before everybody's having nightmares. Everybody is having more vivid dreams and nightmares right now as a society. I'm sure you've seen the articles about that. And it is an intense time. We're all processing a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. And so the first thing is to make sure that your 3.5-year-old is not seeing or overhearing things that are scary or just make her feel uncertain. I'm sure you're on that, but think about what channel might be on when she's in the room. But there are other reasons that even right now we are having more vivid dreams. One is that dreams are more likely to occur, dreams and nightmares, during REM sleep, or lighter sleep. So when your sleep is disturbed or wakeful, there's more of that kind of sleep. So therefore, you're going to have more dreams. And the other reason they think people are remembering their dreams right now is when we wake up naturally instead of waking up with an alarm, that we're more likely to remember our dreams. And so I thought that was interesting too. So your daughter is probably remembering them even in the morning if she's waking up without having to be woken up. Here are some things that might work for you. Look for a pattern. Is there a certain time of night that this usually happens? Nightmares usually happen after midnight, I was reading. And so you find out when at night it's happening, and then you try something called scheduled awakening, which means that right before you go to bed, whenever that is, you or your spouse will wake her up, send her to the bathroom. I mean, ideally, you do it about half an hour before the nightmare usually occurs. If that's too late for you, just do it when you're going to bed. Get her to go to the bathroom, sit her up. You have to wake her up, and she'll be groggy, and then she'll go back to sleep. But they think that that just sort of resets the sleep cycle, and it helps them avoid that pattern that they've fallen into of having the REM sleep and the nightmare at that certain time. You have to keep that up for a couple of weeks to see if that works for you. It might. Make sure her bedtime is a regular one and that she's getting enough sleep. You can expand her bedtime routine a little bit. This seems to me to be the carrot that could kind of get her away from getting to sleep in mommy and daddy's bed, which is a little bit of a secondary gain she's getting for the nightmares. So expand her bedtime routine, make it a little longer, a little more special, and include a new ritual. 3.5 years old is old enough to understand that it's a dream and not real, but of course it's still scary. But 3.5 is young enough to still really buy into magical thinking. My daughter, I made the mistake when she was, oh gosh, I think she was 6. We watched Edward Scissorhands as a family. I mean, not a scary movie, but she was so scared that Edward Scissorhands was going to come into her room that what we did is we drew a picture of her guardian angel. We drew for the month of January what her guardian angel was going to look like. And she drew that and she kept it next to her bed, taped up where she could see the guardian angel watching her at night. And then she had a new guardian angel for February And then by the time March rolled around, she never got around to drawing a guardian angel for March because she didn't need it anymore. She also was into dream catchers, and that's an activity. You can look that up on the internet and make one with your daughter, making out of drinking straws or, you know, whatever you have around. It'll help them. Something concrete that they can see will actually help them feel safer. On the other hand, you can also try some positive reinforcement for her staying in her bed the whole night, a sticker chart, a new book, something like that, because you are going to have to break that habit as well. If her frequent nightmares continue, if she starts showing other signs of distress like stomach aches, headaches, things like that, that can be a sign that you might need to make a doctor's appointment or at least a telehealth appointment and talk to somebody about it. But from what you've said in your letter, it sounds to me like this is a pretty standard thing that kids go through. And by using some magical thinking to combat the monsters and the nightmares, the good guys will definitely win out. I hope that works, Krista. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.